You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Launch on Clare carries out wonderful work supporting cancer patients and families across Clare from their bases in Kilnamona and Raheen. Through its drop-in and phone services, Launch on Clare improves the lives of thousands of people every year. The great news is that the team of dedicated volunteers is always working to extend services and opening hours into Fridays, and from very soon offering a mobile facility. I'm joined in studio this morning by Anne Murphy, who is an oncology nurse and ovarian cancer survivor from Tulla, and by Bridget Harran, who is a counsellor with Launch on Clare. You're both very welcome to the programme. And timely as well, because World Cancer Day today as well.
Yeah, today is the 4th of February and it's World Cancer Day. And for this day is just to remind people to be mindful of cancer. It's a day internationally that they use to, I suppose, highlight the services, the awareness of cancer, the treatment options. And for us here in Clare, the Clare Cancer Support Centre, as you said, the voluntary body, is mindful of today being World Cancer Day and wanted to let the people of Clare know about the services that have been handed and improved up here in Clare by volunteers.
Bridget, you might just remind our listeners what Slaunch on Clare does and what services you provide.
Yeah, so Slaunch on Clare has been in operation for almost 10 years now, and we offer a variety of services. So I have been with Slaunch on Clare for about 6 years. I see clients on a one-to-one, so we work with cancer patients and their families. So it could be a family member that wants to come and talk about, it's a very traumatic time, you know, in a very emotional time when somebody is diagnosed with cancer. So I will see the people or their family on a one-to-one. I also run relaxation and meditation circle. There's a group there twice a week. So we also have another therapist, Marie Kelly, and the services are expanding. So we really want people to know that these services are available. We have there's reflexology, there's meditation, as I've mentioned, there is massage, there is Anne. Anne is available, she's an oncology nurse. She's available to talk to people. We're also in, I think, about 2 weeks' time, we're going to have a bus service. So that's a new addition to, you know, the service is growing. There is a growing need for the service. And because of that, we're going to be opening Fridays as well. Yes. So the service is expanding into Fridays. We also offer some energy healing sessions, you know, complementary therapies. Yes. Which is really to support the person that is on this journey now, that, you know, to support them in whatever way they need support.
The service for people who are going through the whole, you know, it's, as you say, a very tough time and a very challenging time for anybody going through cancer. Is it for somebody who's going through cancer, getting over cancer, or maybe who's terminally ill, or is it for anybody who's gone through the cancer?
It's really for all that you just mentioned, Pat. People might come to us when they've just had their diagnosis. Other people come to us when they've finished with treatment. Mm-hmm. And some people are very ill when they come to us. You know, we offer very practical support as well as emotional support, and we have booklets, we have guidelines, you know, where to go, how to access other services. So that's, you know, really practical support that, yes, people, it's you know, I guess people come to Slaunch on Clare. Some people, they could be living next door to the service and they don't even know it exists. But, you know, when you get a diagnosis like that, your whole world is turned upside down, really. And so there's a lot of services, other services that they need to access, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of support in Slaunch and Clare for that.
And you often hear, maybe, Anne, that people who are going through cancer prefer to just deal with it themselves and don't possibly realise the support that is available to them that could help them. Maybe they don't realise that that maybe some sort of energy healing or supportive therapy could actually help them, even if it's just for their peace of mind as they're going through this very difficult journey.
Well, you see, Pat, I suppose I've been in oncology for so long, and knowing cancer treatments and the journey from all aspects, cancer treatment has changed in this country in the last 20 years. It's gone from what was traditionally a hospital treatment where people were minded to now a very ambulatory service where you go in, you get your treatment, you come home. So really you don't often have time to take stock of what's happening because the focus on treatment, of course, that's the primary. So we are not a medical centre, we are a supportive centre.
Yes.
The change in the treatment trajectory for cancer treatments has changed from the medical model, but we also know that psychosocial care is really, really important to run alongside it. What we don't have in Clare here is a hospital that has cancer therapies. All our patients leave the county to go for treatment. They go to Galway, they go to Limerick, they go to Dublin. Then they come home. They have a journey for to get in for the treatment. They have long hours waiting. So when they come back is often when they take time or take stock of what's actually happening. That's where Clare Cancer Support comes in hugely, in that having a service up in Kilnamona or Raheen allows people a chance to talk to somebody in better time scale. They're not fitting into an already over exhausted hospital system. They can come, make an appointment, and you know, with Bridget, when we talk about expanding services, we're trying to, I suppose, meet the needs of what people coming in already have said to us.
Yes.
One of the big things was they need somebody to talk to. They come back because it is helping them. It is helping them navigate their treatment. It is helping them navigate their recovery. And there is no right time. For you, it may be at the time of diagnosis, but for somebody else, it might be 3 or 4 years down the line when the shock actually hits in. I have just gone through this terrible time. How am I here? We don't know. We are all very, very different. But what Slant and Clare has is a huge voluntary, supportive network of wonderful people there to help that have the doors open, a phone number that you know you can contact, leave a message, somebody will ring you back and see, have a little chat and see what it is you need. Now, what Bridget did say is we talk about the services, you know, but they are all applied to the person or the family or the need that's in the best of the ability of the service. Because another thing that we launched, just to let that in today as well, is a breast cancer support group.
Yes.
And we're starting that this Friday to coincide with the Friday opening, and it is a request that came through many young women and older women that are coming to the centre saying, is there any breast cancer group? I'd love to meet other women going through it. And that is at any journey. I'd love to talk to somebody else who has a young family and has had breast cancer. I'd love to talk to somebody else that has lost their breasts and how they're coping with it.
Yes.
I'd love to talk to somebody who's gone through an early menopause and what did they do. They want to see it in real lifetime. So we're going to do the breast cancer, well, I'm going to facilitate it once a month, and it's starting this Friday at 10:30 in Kilnamona. It's from 10:30 to 12. So that will be an hour chat to meet women, just drop in, have a cup of tea, have a chat, and we'll start from there and we'll see how we go. But as I said, that was a direct request from many women coming through the centre, another aspect of support that they felt would really help them.
So a very important part of the, I suppose, the journey, as we say, is talking to somebody else, comparing stories, it's getting advice. And some people mightn't be, they might be a bit afraid to do that, but this morning you would say, absolutely do it.
It is there, Pat.
It is
every bit of research paper, every bit of treatment advances. The whole model of cancer care embraces this psychosocial model. They recognise that people need help psychologically and physically to get through the treatment. They need help to get out the other side at whatever time that may be. And some people, as you said, it's not all people. What we've noticed in Clare, particularly in Slant and Clare, is that we're getting a lot of people that are a lot sicker that need supports because the services are not there in the general health system in Clare. You have to remember, this is not a HSE run centre.
I've said it several times. I'm sorry to cut across
service,
you. I've said it several times in this programme that this country would be lost without volunteers because you're providing the services our state won't, can't, are unwilling to
are
do
uninterested.
So volunteers, you know, 1,000% support as always. Is it difficult, Bridget, to get the word out there? I know you're probably very busy and maybe at times you have more people you can cope with, but at the same time you'll cope with as many people as you can. Is it difficult to get the word out there to make people aware of the work you're doing? And how valuable it could very well be to them.
Yeah, and I guess that's part of why we're here today as well, you know, to let people know that the centre is there. There is a lot of, we do a lot of fundraising around the county, but again, often people only go looking for a centre like this when the need arises in their family. And just, you know, on what Anne said, it's, you know, getting peer support, coming together, meeting other people that have maybe, you know, recovered or are out the other end of chemo can be very, can really give people a lot of hope. And that, you know, because people get very tense and worried and stressed, you know, having to get to hospital, having to go to Galway, having to get to Limerick, mm-hmm. and knowing that in a way that there's light at the end of the tunnel by talking to other people who've been through the same journey is invaluable. And that's part of also what the services offer in Kilnamona. Can I give out a mobile number?
I was just going to do that because I have the page open in front of me to contact you. You have that, apart from the website, of course, clarecancersupport.com, there's a contact form putting all your details, your name, address, and maybe a note, maybe asking, you know, maybe just getting a sort of a feel for what, you know, you do and what you can do for them. People might want to ring up, but they can do the 087 number I have in front of me. This is the one, is it?
Yes. And also to say that texting is also okay, you know, to text and leave your name and number and request a call back.
But make the first step, make the call, send an email. It's admin@clarecancersupport.com. The number is 087-691-2396. There's a contact form as well, just to reach out. And, you know, you might be surprised that there's more help available to you than you think yourself.
Yeah, and it's very taking that first step and making that call or turning up the cross, you know, up to the cancer centre is the very, very, very difficult step to take. We have our own booklet that we produced and also lots of information. So please take that step.
Very good. Thank you.
Can I just say one very quickly, just on the breast cancer support group that's launching. In fact, it's a drop-in. So people can ring the phone number to see where it is and for directions of that. But please don't feel you need an appointment for that one. That's a drop-in because groups work with a little drop-in. We'd be delighted to see you up there to get it started. And
brilliant.
And you might be able to help somebody else that's starting their breast cancer journey.
Okay, the website again, clarecancersupport.com. All the details there, contact phone number. You can text as well, you can email or fill up the online contact form. Thank you both for coming in, Anne Murphy and Bridget Harran. Keep up the great work. Thank you indeed.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.